Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Go behind the scenes of one of TV's most watched true crime series with the 48 Hours Postmortem podcast, where correspondents and producers take you inside each case. Every Monday, listen to a new episode of 48 Hours and then join me, 48 Hours correspondent Anne-Marie Green, every Tuesday for a new episode of Postmortem. Follow and listen to 48 Hours on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Miami Heat, they are back at it tonight. Game 3 of their 4-game road trip. They take on the LA Clippers tonight, 10:30. Late one.
Yeah. Hey.
Late one. What? You're out on that one?
Yeah.
All right. I'll keep you posted.
No.
Line's gone down a little bit. The Clippers were 8.5-point favorites. Now they're 7.5-point favorites.
I don't understand how you can do that in basketball. There's really, like, until just maybe until, like, 20 games in, do you really know who the bad teams are?
Only the Pelicans.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dan.
Oh.
They're bad. Haven't the Pelicans lost half of their games by 30?
They got beat by the Clippers by 2 at the buzzer the other night, though, by Kawhi Leonard, so that gives the Heat a little hope.
So, question. As much as you like, who's their player?
Zion.
Would you want him off of that team?
Mm-hmm. The Heat should definitely want him.
Yeah. Dunks.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude.
But that's 25-12 when you're healthy?
Dunks.
When you're healthy. Dunks. And so, it's not like, so what? He could dunk. Yeah. So can McClung.
Nah, come on. Don't do that.
I mean, I'm just saying. Like, don't be the intangible that gets excited about dunks.
What do you mean?
There's more to a basketball player than dunks. We got a guy who can jump out the gym.
Bam had a hell of a dunk last night. Jaime had a hell of a dunk last night.
Who's the dunker? Big guy. Oh,
Keyshot. Yeah.
Yeah. He can't catch.
Nope.
So, like, yeah. You didn't say dunks about him.
I have said that about him.
Yeah, okay. And
I have said that about him.
And?
Listen, my stock report from the summer hasn't been going swimmingly. Although Pella's starting to get going. Pella played really well yesterday.
Give him some time, man. Right? Like, first of all, we're seeing Jaime have a bounce back.
He's been awesome.
Bam is, like...
You know what the thing with Bam, though, that was, like, annoying about yesterday? Like, too many times we get into these fourth quarters, he never gets the ball. Like, what is that? Like, he took 2 shots yesterday in the fourth quarter.
I'd say the difference between good teams and sometimes what the Heat do is... A good team will get their dogs the ball.
I'm trying to figure that out.
The Heat try to run offense. I'm like, this ain't Hoosiers, buddy. Somebody getting paid $40-50 million, get them the ball.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Like,
I didn't like that.
Like, we don't need to share. You share in the first 3. When it gets down to crunch time, you give it to your horses.
Ja Morant was suspended for a game by the Grizzlies for conduct detrimental to the team.
Oh, you know what that means.
Hmm?
He's on that Jimmy playing.
Oh, let's see. I saw he seemed to be, how should I put this, making a stink?
My question to you is, you think he helps this team?
Hmm.
He would help this team?
Fair question.
Because the problem is now they can score a bunch of points. They ain't stopping nobody.
Yes. But, I do think room has to be left for, does this offense work in the playoffs? Does this work when people figure out the system?
Well, we know one thing that he would bring right away that the only other person on this roster we've seen do is Norm Powell. And that's at the end of the game, go get a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Right? Even when Jimmy was here, he passed up those opportunities at times.
Yep.
So every other team that's had success, you know where the ball's going. Come get some. I'm going to go get a bucket. He can do that.
Now, I understand that he hated this offense last year in Memphis.
Yeah.
Because the guy that was in Memphis that ended up getting their coach fired, he didn't like the system. Now,
so just out of curiosity,
to be fair, Josh seems to hate this coach even more. So maybe he just hates people. I don't know.
So
he's very immature.
My question is this, and this is it. Don't stop.
What?
Dude, you're a redneck. Hmm? You don't say mature.
He's immature.
So here's the deal. He doesn't like the offense that allowed him to run.
No, he likes screens. He likes pick and roll.
Okay, but...
Which the Heat are running the fewest in the league right now by a lot.
You know what happens when you like the pick and roll? You get caught up in the pick and roll and get smashed. And so what are they going to do to him on the other end when he ends up with his face in the lower back
of a big? Be small. People will pick on him. That's what happens with small guards.
Right. So, shouldn't he be more understanding of that situation than anybody?
You think the guy who was told by the league, don't shoot air guns, and responded by said, okay, here's my grenade celebration. You think there's a lot of reason with him?
Yeah, but you understand what I'm saying. Like, he despises an offense that would keep him out of harm's way.
It's a great celebration, though. The grenade, you would agree, that was pretty good, Dan.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Well, now
I mean, he's easily the most immature. Who's more? Okay, I shouldn't say. Is it he's the most immature player in the league, or is it LaMelo?
He is, because LaMelo's playing.
Yeah, when you
LaMelo's playing, he may be childish and fool, but he ain't doing
he's
nothing to keep
suspended.
Him off the court.
Yeah,
right?
Never been suspended.
This is a guy who got in trouble for fighting a young kid.
That's true.
Who got in trouble and told no more guns. His friend was live streaming and like, no, stop, stop, and kept showing a gun.
He doesn't seem to get the memo.
Right.
So I don't know if that's a great.
LaMelo might be childish and may be immature, but he still plays basketball every night when he's not hurt.
Yeah.
And he's got the number one selling shoe.
Or is it Zion? Is Zion the most immature?
Oh, you got to leave some room for Zion because he did get in shape.
He did get in shape.
I think Zion just has demons like all of us, man. You know, he chases those demons a little too much.
Oof.
He's in a bad place to do it. Not to say this is a much better place to chase your demons. I've chased my demons in both New Orleans and Miami.
Yeah.
Ooh.
New Orleans is worse.
Demons aplenty?
Yeah. Both. So, but the problem is that you can call somebody immature or you can say they're childish. But if they're playing basketball, right, at a high level, then you kind of tolerate it. What Ja is doing things that don't allow him to play basketball. So that immaturity and that childishness takes one step farther. And you say, okay, I'm in Miami.
Hmm.
Come on.
Hmm.
Same thing with Zion. Let me tell you something. Zion,
they may not be able for this.
There's some big women in New Orleans that he might be chasing around, but they ain't Astron.
Oh, this is
right.
This is BBLRS.
Right.
Like he's
That's
got
what
it,
I'm saying.
He's got it made in the shade here if he wants.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm familiar with the differences from living in both places. And let me tell you, he ain't eluding issues by coming here.
I understand. And also, like, look, John Morant. His teams have gotten worse. He's not as people will tell you, he's not as effective going to the rim like he used to. He has been banged up. I think if I was the Heat, like, that's only a whale I'm touching if I'm getting him on the cheap skis. And I don't think Memphis changed him for the cheap skis because he's the face of their franchise.
Right.
But what you understand is this. The Heat organization is a different world from the Grizzlies and the Pelicans organization. Trust me. I know the back ends on both of those. Totally different organizations. So maybe you get one of those guys here, and they buy into the quote-unquote culture.
That's fair.
And that could change things.
That's fair. That's fair.
Can we not do that?
We can't all do – like, not everybody's going to be no drama like Norman Powell, you know?
Hey, you know who we said that about?
Jimmy. He bought in for a while.
He did buy in for a while until he got his money.
Beautiful.
Until his money was an issue.
Yeah.
That's when it really was an issue. Yes, I understand.
If the Heat allowed him to be okay with playing 55 games and...
He's a real point guard.
Huh?
I mean, he's a real point guard.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, from the perspective of the Heat, you think the Heat are going to jump into that again when the problems they had with, Jimmy not playing. Not only was he playing game, wasn't not playing games, but other guys started doing the Jimmy method of playing basketball.
Pat Riley and the guys have learned. It's a life lesson. Now they know how to handle the situation better. At least you'd hope.
Yeah, I think that this he seems – the thing with Ja, and I don't know because I don't follow him day to day, but whenever he is in controversy, he seems pretty unapologetic. Like, yeah. He doesn't really seem to grasp – what's the word I'm looking for? Accountability. And so I don't know how that would go down here. I don't. Because right. That is what the Heat, if they're about anything, it is accountability. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. And I also, you like basketball system aside, like maybe he just didn't like it there, mm-hmm. you know? And if he comes to a different place and he feels like he has to prove it, and you have guys like, you know, if you feel like you have a coach like Eric Spoelstra, like maybe you won't listen to Taylor Jenkins, but you'll certainly listen to Eric Spoelstra. Maybe. Especially if you want to get on.
In theory. But
it is in theory.
But. Listen, coaches have fixed a lot of problems with players. Knucklehead ain't one of them.
Hmm.
Right? Coach can fix a lot of things. He can fix your jumper. He can fix your effort. But he can't fix knucklehead. And like, go look at it throughout the league. Pat, listen, Dennis Rodman went to Chicago. And you know what they did? Go find Dennis. Like,
if I had to pick one, I would like Zion over Ja. I think Zion, I really do feel like, I feel like he's so efficient when he plays. It's just, is he efficient off the court?
Oh, he's efficient, all right. That dude is like 8 for 10.
That shooting percentage.
Yeah, that shooting percentage is, woo.
Take it to the hole.
But it then go get a triple double.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Go behind the scenes of one of TV's most watched true crime series with the 48 Hours Postmortem podcast, where correspondents and producers take you inside each case. Every Monday, listen to a new episode of 48 Hours and then join me, 48 Hours correspondent Anne Marie Green, every Tuesday for a new episode of Postmortem. Follow and listen to 48 Hours on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of things happening around the Miami Dolphins, apparently.
You know, and to be honest with you, mm-hmm. not a whole bunch of things are happening around the Miami Dolphins. That's why so much is happening.
Right. Yeah. Well, now we're getting Minka Fitzpatrick. Minka Fitzpatrick's probably throwing his hat in the ring. He's like, hey, me, trade me.
Woo.
Whatever you need.
Really? He...
Dude, you think – let me get that.
I know, but he ain't been playing that well to
be – I understand you haven't been, but, like, he didn't want to be here when he was young. You think he wants to be here now?
Yeah, but don't suck.
Understood.
Like, you can't suck and then blame it on the team. Be a professional.
He's
right? I hate that when guys fail or guys don't perform and then they pick all the circumstances around them other than themselves. Like, no. It's your job to go out there and perform.
Jordan Schultz says, the sources, the Dolphins have been open to trading 5-time Pro Bowl safety Minka Fitzpatrick. There has been interest from multiple teams.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Multiple teams from Minka Fitzpatrick.
So basically he's new Jalen Ramsey.
Hired gun.
Except I can't remember him talking. I don't know what he sounds like.
Omar Kelly says, don't be surprised when if Minka Fitzpatrick is moved by the deadline. Safety doesn't have a massive market, but the Dolphins will listen to all offers. Open shop right now.
Little.
What?
Yikes. 68-yard field goal.
Yeah. These kickers, man.
No, just him.
No, the guy in Dallas, too.
The guy in Dallas, but Little was the one who made a 70-yarder in preseason.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And look at this. This thing almost hit the net. Look at him.
Fangs thinks they're cheating.
Look at that. Look how skinny his arms are.
Yep.
Like, that dude's on a football field.
Yeesh. Yeah, that was the 70-yarder in preseason they're showing on McAfee right now.
Right.
How about that? What a time.
What a time.
What a time right now.
So, I think you should be open for discussion.
Me?
No, the Dolphins.
Oh.
While having a plan to what you're going to build around. You can't get rid of everybody. Okay? So, stop that.
Why?
Because you... So you're, let me get this straight. So you're suggesting they get rid of everybody, get trade pick, get picks for the trades.
Yep.
And then rebuild from absolutely nothing, like expansion.
Scratch, dude. Start from scratch.
What's the success rate of a draft?
Huh?
What's the success rate of a draft? I don't know. 50%?
You're just throwing a number out there.
No. Okay.
I think the better question is, what's the quickest an expansion team has gotten to the playoffs and won a playoff
2 years.
Game?
Tampa went, Carolina and Jacksonville went to a championship game within 2 or 3 years.
Didn't the Golden Knights go their first year?
The hockey's different, though.
Hockey's different because you got to put quality players.
Whatever, dude. You didn't put those qualifiers on it.
That's true. True. Well, if you're saying that Jacksonville and Carolina did it in 2 or 3 years, then yeah.
Why are you playing defense against my thoughts?
Because you never want to embrace sucking.
I never want to embrace losing.
And your thing
this is
like
crazy talk.
We're gonna have to wait even more. We've been waiting.
Okay.
We've been waiting.
You know that's. Listen.
I'm gonna tell you something right now.
When you're going through it, nobody wants to hear that. Okay. I'm just telling you. Like, you think fans or you think anybody else is gonna be patient? No, they're just gonna keep adding years to it. But. And then what if the team comes and says, this is what you wanted? Okay? So, like, yeah, nobody's going to care when you're losing week after week after week. Nobody's going to care.
Damn, it's done, though. What are we losing? It's not like we're an 8-8 team. Like, I hear that argument.
You can't start
from scratch.
If you're
an average team.
You're not an expansion team. You can't. There's going to be 4 or 5 or 6 players that you're going to build around. That's just how it works. So, pick the 4 or 5 or 6 players and go from there. Because to replace them. And to get quality players in the NFL or on your team without having to develop them, you don't have enough cap room. You don't.
Yeah, so, because you got to deal with that ominous Tua contract. He's gone too.
For 1 year.
He's gone too, by the way.
For 1 year.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. So, like, stop.
Enjoy Las Vegas.
You think he's going to go to Raiders?
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out
there. With Gruden.
No, with Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll.
Too mean?
No. Pete Carroll, he just seems like he likes a certain type of quarterback.
Bad ones?
No.
Geno hasn't been very good.
Of course not. You know why?
Meanwhile, Sam Darnold.
You know why? Wow. You know why?
What?
Because he's Geno.
I know about the Sam Darnold, huh?
Sam Darnold's lighting it up.
I know.
But you know what? There's a rule. If you have been touched in your career as a quarterback by New York or the Jets, don't worry. You'll find a soft landing.
Except Zach Wilson. Did you see that report, though, over the weekend where they said that, it seems like Mike McDaniel's got the green light to bench Tua if he keeps stinking up the joint? What do you make of that?
It would be hard. Here's what I would say. It would be hard to bench Tua when that ain't the reason why you're losing games.
It's not the reason you're winning games. He's been pretty bad.
When they're not... That's not an answer, though. If you bench Tua, you're saying with a different quarterback, we would be winning more games. And that's not accurate because what has failed this team is not just at that one position.
It's not just with, but he's out of hand. He's had a big hand in it.
So if you got rid of everybody who had a hand, me and you would be playing on that team.
Yeah, and then we'd have great picks. Great picks. Because, you know, this might not be the year to tank. Now, you know, not necessarily those grand QB prospects, you know. So we waited out a little bit. Maybe Arch figures things out in a year. You know, see what happens. Just laying the weeds for a little bit.
Can I just tell you how much I hate this talk?
I know you hate tanking.
No,
I get it.
No, this talk, it has nothing to do with tanking. It's that, like, do you understand I deal with fans every day? Right? Yep. And... when you give a solution, it doesn't fit how you've acted about the Dolphins for the last 20 years.
That's not true.
It is.
It's not true.
It is true. And that's what sucks. That, no, I've heard all of the, you know, I'm tired of losing. Let's get rid of this. Let's get rid of that. And then you go, let's just reset. I'm like, but that's been against everything you've been complaining about for the last 2 or 3 years.
They tried that reset nonsense this year. That's what this year's
okay,
supposed to be.
Okay, whatever you want
to
call it.
This year was supposed to be reset.
Whatever you want to call it, are fans going to have the patience to go through that process, or you're going to complain about how long it's taking or who's doing it?
Who cares if
there's
they?
There's going to be a different complaint.
Who cares if they? Because once they start winning, they'll come back.
Okay, but how long ago is that?
I don't know. Been too long.
No. In the future. How long do you think it'll take to do your thing?
I said 3 years.
3 years?
A couple of years to tank, revamp it. You find your QB,
you
all
think
of a sudden.
It's just that easy.
Yeah, baby.
Okay.
Yep. Get that Tua contract off the books.
Oh, my goodness.
You find you a rookie QB.
I'm in the Twilight Zone.
It's not. You're not in the Twilight Zone.
I am.
All right.
Like, so you think. You think there's somebody out there that
can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Let me just you keep bucking against what I'm saying.
Right.
What's your solution then? Because your solution is there's pieces here. You're still gonna be really bad. There's not good pieces
correct.
Here. So what correct. Is so correct. My only thing is why not just take more bites of the apple for contracts that aren't ready?
Because here's the problem. What you would get for some of your players doesn't justify getting rid of them.
Okay, I'm saying only.
I'd have like only, five. There's five.
Only do it if you can get a sweet ass deal.
There's five or six guys, maybe a couple more, that I would be like, they're keepers. We got to go. You know,
there's
everybody
not many.
Else is up. Huh?
There's not many.
Right.
There's not many.
But that's the problem in itself. Like, if you have a team full of players that nobody else really wants. Why do you make it sound like everybody's going to throw first-round picks at those players?
I didn't say that they were going to throw first-round picks. The only guy that I claim that they will is their left tackle. That's
no,
it.
They're not.
Okay.
They're
disagree.
Not.
I disagree.
Okay.
I disagree.
Okay.
It's okay that we disagree on something.
Yeah, I know.
You know? Well, what do you think you get? Second rounder?
Tops. Second rounder.
I think that's silly.
Really?
I just think it doesn't make
Why?
Sense.
Why? Because people said he had a really good year?
He has been having a good year.
Okay. That's it. Not even a full season. It's not even halfway through yet. It's just halfway through.
I'm not going to forget how to be 6'9", dude.
No, but I'm just saying, you're basing, I should get a first-round pick for this guy. He's had half of a good year in his whole career. That sounds crazy.
You said that drafting is prospecting, right?
Correct.
50-50 chance.
Correct.
If I give you up a first-round pick and I guarantee you have your left tackle for the next decade, why wouldn't you do it?
What do you mean? Why wouldn't I give up a first-round
pick? If I was a GM, if I called up the Dolphins and then said, hey, I'll offer you a second-round pick, I'd be like, dude, you're the Eagles. You wouldn't want you wouldn't give up the 30th pick for a guaranteed lineman for the next 10 years? Of course you would.
I'm saying, how are you guaranteeing him? He's played half a year yet.
You know. When you know, you know. First impressions are everything.
Well, if he was that damn good, why couldn't he get on the field last year?
I don't know. Because they had Teron Armstead blocking him. A development
dude,
stunter.
Guess what?
A podcaster
Hold on.
Was stunting Wait. His growth.
Hall of Famer, Jonathan Ogden.
Uh-huh.
He's a Hall of Famer at left tackle.
Right.
Where did he start?
Guard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because he was so good.
You don't
as
think
he was so good as an offensive lineman, they had to have him on the field.
Hey, they should have played him at guard last year.
I said that!
Okay. What are you
Maybe they thought he wasn't good enough.
Good, yeah. Yeah, and who was? Eichenberg?
So you want those people making decisions?
No, I want them all fired. Okay. Clean house. Clean house, fumigate it. The roaches, the rats got to go.
That seems real easy.
It does seem easy.
It's not.
I've been telling Stephen Ross all season, clean house. Enough of this half nonsense. Mike McDaniel should be out on his ass too. He had a shot.
I can't.
This guy got to come in Peter Panland. You want to know what kind of coaches get to walk in here? You get Tua and Tyreek Hill and all this money to spend willy-nilly.
You got Tua?
He got to come in here with a sweet-ass gig, okay? And he blew it. He blew it. You want to know why? Because he let the players do whatever they wanted to. They took advantage of him. And then he got his ass figured out.
Question.
And guess what, dude?
It's question. Old,
it's question. I'll let you ask your question. But just guess what? Guess what?
What?
It's over for him, dude.
Okay.
It's over.
So
go be Kyle Shanahan's water boy and leave us alone with your long press conferences.
So, question. How many players on this team if you traded him, could garner a first-round pick?
I think, personally, the only thing I think maybe two.
Two players.
Maybe two.
Two players.
Yep.
Yet, you insist they should be better.
Who did I insist from?
You're saying the coach should have done better. You're saying, you know, this team should.
Well, the coach is defined by, like, part of this. You say, like, you can't blame it all on the quarterback. I think you could blame a heavy amount on the quarterback. They invested the great amount of money in the quarterback. He leads the league in interceptions.
Yeah.
He's been terrible.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, you see the players, and I'm not saying this is a defense of Mike McDaniel or not. I'm just saying the reality of it is that you're quick to use, you know, this guy should be winning more or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I just asked you a legitimate question, which your only answer is maybe. Who would get a first-round pick for anybody on your team? And mm-hmm. you struggled to come up with two.
I didn't struggle to come up with two. I gave you the two.
Who?
Achane, Patrick Paul.
Achane, a running back's going to get a first-round pick?
I said maybe.
No, not even close. A running back?
So let me get this straight, dude.
A running back is not going to get you a first-round pick.
Hey, you literally argued the other thing an hour ago.
No, I didn't.
You literally did. You said he was their number one asset.
He is.
Okay.
That doesn't mean he could garner a first-round pick. You think just because
you're talking in circles. It makes no sense.
No, I'm not.
You are.
Oh, my goodness.
It's so
silly.
Are
you serious?
Like, I don't really understand what your point is.
My point is you got a whole team of guys that you can't get first-round picks for, but you expect them to perform.
And you want to keep some of them around?
You got to have building blocks.
What building blocks?
The left tackle.
You just told me we have none.
The left guard, the running back. I'd keep all three running backs.
Okay, so they're not good enough to get first-round picks, but you think they're building blocks.
Yeah.
Okay. Makes sense.
You don't think you could build an offense around Achane?
Makes sense. If it's a
You don't think you can build some type of offense around Achane?
Eh.
So you don't think he's that good?
I think he's good.
Okay.
Build an offense around him?
Yeah. That's basically what they're doing now.
Yeah. Here's the offense.
Wait. Let me
say me Achane.
Wait. Let me. This guy has been productive
mm-hmm.
for 2 years, right? And you say you wouldn't build around him, but you have a left tackle that's played for half a season.
What's more valued in the league? What's more valued?
I'd say left tackle.
Okay.
He's only played 8 games.
But what's more valued in the league, dude?
I'm not disputing that. But he's played half a year.
Sounds like you are.
And you're already ready to give him a first-round pick. You think you should get a first-round pick for him. I'm not saying you can't, but I'm not saying that in the future you want, but not on 8 games.
There are premium positions in the NFL yesterday.
Not on 8 games.
Okay.
When
you know, you know.
You know. You know, there's coaches and GMs that have spent their whole life not knowing. Yeah. But you're going to spend 15 minutes and say, I know.
When you know, you know.
Oh, my goodness. My head hurts because it's just like speaking to one of my unreasonable friends. Like,
But here's the thing. I feel like you're disagreeing with me while agreeing with me. That's what's frustrating about this argument. Can you see it from my side? Like, I'd ask you if you wouldn't mind. Could you look at me for a second?
What?
Don't you would agree. You kind of agree with me.
Mm-hmm.
You're more on my side than you're not on my side. I know you like to do the bit.
I'm like,
you like to do a radio bit where you like disagree with me all the time.
The jackass GM,
right,
that comes out and says, I'll give you two first rounders for Patrick Paul, should be fired on the spot.
Why?
He's only played 8 games.
Okay.
Do you understand how ridiculous
so
that
they're
sounds?
So in the offseason, you're okay if he continues to be this good for 8 more games?
If he ended up being an all-pro and a pro bowler, right, after this year.
None of the things that Laremy Tunsil was, by the way.
But he...
time of the trade.
You're saying Patrick Paul is on the same level with Laremy Tunsil.
He might be. He might be. Goodbye. Okay.
You make no sense.
You make no sense. You're a child. You just need to grow up.
You're crazy.
You need to grow up, dude. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Go behind the scenes of one of TV's most watched true crime series with the 48 Hours Postmortem Podcast, where correspondents and producers take you inside each case. Every Monday, listen to a new episode of 48 Hours and then join me, 48 Hours correspondent Anne Marie Green, every Tuesday for a new episode of Postmortem. Follow and listen to 48 Hours on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Heat back at it tonight. Panthers about to start a West Coast swing. Late night. Man, we got our teams late this week.
Ooh. Not me.
Sleepy poos.
Nope.
Not going to watch Cats Ducks tomorrow night?
Why every team got to be on the West Coast?
I don't know. It's a good question. It is a good question. Let us get to that part of the show where we get to the mix bag. All right, so a whole lot of scoring went on yesterday in Bears-Bengals. Ja'Marr Chase, this was him on the defense in the Bengals' losses.
Mm-hmm. How hard is it to keep your composure after a game like this?
It's not fun when you're losing.
What goes through your mind when you score that second touchdown and take the lead? The
defense get a stop.
At some point as a leader or any of the leaders on the offense, is it good to get on the defense or stay in your lane?
I'm going to stay in my lane. I don't want no defensive player come and chew me out about what the I'm done.
All right, there you go. But honest thoughts when you saw him out of the tunnel. He was screaming, we just needed one stop! But he thought he was alone. He thought it was an alone thought. So, there's that.
What? You don't have the worst defense in the league.
Running.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, but they had five guys converge on one guy. Right? And he was the only one that stood standing. What were y'all hitting?
It's crazy.
And it wasn't even like a fast guy. It was a tight end. First round pick. He got drafted before Tyler Warren.
I know.
We didn't think that was important.
The Bengals are the first team to lose, to score 38 points in back-to-back games and lose both. Since the 1966 Giants.
Yeah, they scored over 80 ESPN. Points in two games and lost both of them.
That's scored 80 points in two games and won both. Well, you know what? I hate to say it, Ja'Marr Chase and was it D, what's the other receiver?
T. Higgins.
Y'all looters in riot.
Do you want to hear another stat? This is from, his name is Stucky from the Action Network. Over the past three seasons, NFL teams that have scored 38 points... The Bengals, 1-4. Not the Bengals, 87-6-2.
Not the Bengals. It's really hard to lose a 40-something game.
That's crazy.
That's not college.
That is crazy. Meanwhile, in their own division, the Steelers, they beat the Colts. Here's Mike Tomlin, still a good coach.
It's a fine line between drinking wine and squashing grapes in this business. It's nothing dramatic, you know. It's really not. And that's why we respect it so much. A couple plays here and there, it might have been different last week. We don't give up a 59-yard ball, a 33-yard ball. We don't let them convert on 4th-and-1 in the flat, for example, in the third quarter. That's football at this level. It's a limited number of plays or sequences that can really change the trajectory of an outcome. We're still the same group that stunk it up last week. That's football.
That's why everybody loves him. Although if Mike
He's
McDaniel,
Black Mike McDaniel,
well,
he's saying, "Wait, there's a fine line between drinking wine and squashing grapes."
See, if Mike Tomlin said this,
to win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
It would just hit different, Mike Tomlin,
because he says it would. Whatever he says, he says it with such confidence, right?
It's a fine line between drinking wine and squashing grapes in this business. It's nothing dramatic.
Really? Right. Come say that to Dolphins fans.
Drinking wine means you're a fat cat, yeah? Like you just sit back and you enjoy the fruits of your labor?
No.
And squashing grapes is you got to get to work. Right?
That's what you got out of that?
That is what I got out of that.
No.
What do you mean, dude?
He's like, there's a fine line for living the high life and being a worker. Like, and being like,
oh, that's good.
The margins are so thin. That's all he's saying.
Here's another quack. His name's Jim Harbaugh.
No, I'm looking at a quack right now. Like, your translation of what he just said was so far off.
It's a fine line between drinking wine and squashing grapes in this business. It's nothing dramatic, you know. It's really not. And that's why we respect it so much. A couple plays here and there, it might have been different last week. We don't give up the 59-yard ball, the 33-yard ball. We don't let them convert on fourth and one in the flat, for example, in the third quarter. That's football at this level. It's a limited number of plays or sequences that can really change the trajectory of an outcome. We're still the same group that stunk it up last week. That's football.
Now, let me tell you something. You see how coaches say time to move on to next week? He's still talking about last week.
Yep.
Like, I'm telling you. Like, this, like, football is brutal. And that is 100% sport. And if you make a mistake, it carries with you like your wife. Like you dealing with your wife. When she says, oh, don't worry about it, let's move on. No, you know it's coming up again. Same thing in football. Like that coach, you say, yeah, we're going to move on. We're going to work next week. And all of a sudden, the coach will yell, don't do it like you did last week.
Jim Harbaugh, he still really loves Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert, by now, there's no other ways, I think, that he could impress, you know. But then every time I think that, then he finds a way to, you know, it's like another rung on the ladder of esteem. And he's that guy. He's that competitor. He's that kind of player that it's reserved for the great ones.
All right, get a room, dude.
Reserved for the great ones? I mean, all the great ones I know have made substantial runs in the playoffs.
The Miami Heat, they lost last night. Khalil Ware, he got one of them lessons from Spo because he wasn't very good to start the game because Jackson Hayes looked like Shaquille O'Neal. And so Spo benched his ass until the end of the third quarter, which then he did play better. Bam Adebayo, this is what he had to say on the tough love from Spo.
Yeah, I was up and down. I always make this joke that I hated Spo just because I didn't know what he wanted. So, you know, he might be going through that phase. I mean, he's a second-year player, got to get used to it.
Yeah.
To a whole nother offense and trying to figure out what his role is.
All right. See if Khalil Ware plays.
Question.
That wasn't my phone.
No. But did you check because you thought
I did. I thought that was my phone. I was like, oh, no. I definitely did.
That's what I was like. I'm like, wait a minute. Did he think it was his phone?
I did think it was my phone. That was very loud.
No. How – just out of curiosity, how would you hear – that phone that you heard in your ear was way too clear to be your
It was
phone.
Very clear. That's why right. I was like, because I didn't want to leave my phone on. That'd be very embarrassing if I did.
I don't even know what my phone ringer sounds like. That's the first thing I do when I get my phone.
Turn I got off. The standard one.
Turn off the ringer.
You have a laser light show that goes for yours.
Yeah, because I never turn my... the only time my phone makes a noise is for a wake up.
Well... we'll see if Khalil Ware can get it going. He, hasn't been a great start, but he's a pup. Still got faith. He's gonna turn it around. Him and Jovic are gonna have a game, dude. I got Zubac tonight, though. That guy's good. I used to make fun of Zubac.
Moose.
Oh, he's a moose. Khalil Ware. This is from Ira Winterman. He said, on this season, I wouldn't say it's frustrating. I feel like you got to trust the coach and the decisions that he comes up with. You've got to go in there and be ready when your name is called. He said, he didn't really say anything like you won't be starting. He just said, we're going with Jaime. So we didn't know who in place of Jaime it was going to be. They said it was going to be Jaime. And he said on his second year, he says, it's only my second year. So, you know, it's still a learning process and just getting it down. It's mainly just on the defensive part of it. And like I said, I'm still getting that down.
We'll see. (Clears throat) the only sport where, or the only team where people don't take their lumps on the court, but off the court.
SDI says they wouldn't trade him for Kevin Durant, and now they won't play him. Another classic decision by Riley.
Yep.
That's fair. They were very skittish. They gave Jovic an extension. But in fairness, they also haven't played that great. So what am I to do?
But when you do stuff like that and you make drastic moves like that, you're making it sound like it's that guy's fault.
Well, I think the Jackson Hayes getting off was his fault. He wasn't very good.
So at what point do you say you try to coach him up to be better instead of just taking him out and saying, you see what I mean?
You know I got you.
What I'm saying? Like,
it's a fine balance.
Don't.
What?
I thought you were getting ready to say the Mike Tomlin line.
There's a difference between squashing grapes and what did he say? Drinking
There's
wine?
A small line between drinking wine and squashing grapes.
It's a fine line between drinking wine and squashing grapes in this business.
Dude, see, if you're not...
So what is Kalel? Is Kalel squashing grapes right now or is he drinking wine?
Squashing grapes.
Definitely not drinking wine.
Definitely not drinking wine. In fact, he even squashing the grapes wrong. Coach is getting annoyed. The wine drinker is sitting back going, no!
Spo, like, he puts the wine around his nose. He's like, mm-mm.
They bring you that sample at the restaurant. Yeah. And, oh, nope. Bring it back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Go behind the scenes of one of TV's most watched true crime series with the 48 Hours Postmortem podcast, where correspondents and producers take you inside each case. Every Monday, listen to a new episode of 48 Hours, and then join me, 48 Hours correspondent Anne-Marie Green, every Tuesday for a new episode of Postmortem. Follow and listen to 48 Hours on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.